Blog Talk Radio.
It's really sad that I moved to Cape Colony. Looking forward to encounter that the neighbors did not know how to respect my boundaries, or a stranger who lived in the neighborhood, this African American woman from Bose, who I have did not know. I think she heard me about my condo a long time ago, and I didn't tell her. Perhaps she said she heard me talk about it in my home. I wasn't aware. I didn't tell anybody that keep coming over here because I'm black and going to law school or trying to succeed and thinking they're going to take my home away and so on. Right now, they're outside gossiping, said that they're getting violation of confidentiality at UWA, getting my grade. I mean, pretending to be a caseworker. I mean, I told the police. I just was on the phone with the police. My stance is I have to keep safe. I'm going to be okay. I know some people say, why is I putting this out there? These people are dangerous. They are extremely dangerous. And they should not. They should have been locked in prison. Some of these people are from the San Fernando Mental Health Center. Angry because I don't want to be a therapist. I'm not their friend. I saw them 20 years ago when I was working as a therapist or working there. I'm not their friend. They coming over here because they got jealous from what I heard. They don't like me. They see me in the neighborhood down the street. They're homeless and coming over to my condo. The other thing is Cape Colony residents. They said they hotwire my home. It's against the law. If any of these allegations, I told you trespassing. I don't know why I attract these dangerous monsters to me. Plus, you know, this African-American woman keep coming over here. I have no attraction to African-American women sexually or black men. These black people, you know, kept looking at my home as a lot of money. Said they're going to get killer trees, you know, 300,000 killer G's. That's sick. I mean, I cannot believe this insanity. I'm being blunt because this has been going on for years. And when I woke up this morning, I heard them outside also commenting on where I work and so on. American citizens don't do that. These people need to be locked in prison. They don't know how to live in this country or mind their business. They are deranged and dangerous. They're antisocial, and they had no capacity coming over to my home. The other thing is someone said to use the Bible. Use the Bible or say, oh, my music, trying to humiliate me in front of other people. Talking about this, they said, why are you looking in my home? What, they committed a crime, a trespassing, and it may be true. I have to get evidence. I'm always saying that because of what they say out their mouth. These people are dangerous. I have no attraction to these people from Vos. They're dangerous drug addicts, criminals. Now they live in Ohasco. What are they doing? Homeless or from the San Fernando Center. I don't want to attract this insanity. I don't want to attract this insanity. Or from Cape Colony, who are angry because they want to retaliate me because I'm bringing it out in the open. I have to. These people deserve to have been put in prison or locked up. And if they call UWA, which I believe they may have, because she said she got the grades last semester, lying because I'm going to law school, she committed a crime of confidentiality, trying to hinder me from being in the industry, hinder me in law school because they're dirty and they're dangerous. Black-on-black crime is real, and so is dangerous criminals. These Latinos, white, and black criminals don't know how to live in this building or this country. They should be locked up. You know, I'm very concerned about San Fernando Mental Health Center. If these clients are going there, they're dangerous and targeting people in the area and targeting people or people who they used to know. I'm very high functioning. I don't deal with people who have a mental deranged disorder. They have that cornerstone place. I believe is the reason that why all this is going on is the Hope Place and homeless people needed to do something with it. It's on Sherman Way near is at 16650 Sherman Way. They need to do something with them. Stop coming over here. 16650 Sherman Way near Havenhurst. Need to do something to stop those clients coming over. If they ain't coming over here, they need to stop coming over here from that whole place on Sherman Way and Havenhurst. Kid Colony, like the building, need to stop retaliating and having a racist in my building is another thing. I don't want to deal with no religious zealot who telling me how to live or what religion to believe. And they're racist, too. They said they're conservative. They're racist, saying that they want a conservative majority, which is not going to happen in the L.A. County. And saying, you know, because of my black skin color, where I should work and where what I should do, and they're going to have a film. They're going to violate my condo until I find something to work. That is a crime. You don't tell me or any human being where to work. I'm an adult. So this is who I'm dealing with, so I don't confuse you. I'm dealing with a dangerous black gangbanger, crackheads on high school or criminals coming over here from votes. I don't know them. They're dangerous. They should be arrested. Restraining orders is I'm seeking it, but I call the police. They come over here. They've been coming over here for the last 19 years. They need to move on. If they're homeless, they need to move on. Two, San Fernando clients. They're angry because I ain't there. They need to stop coming over here. They're dangerous. The police gonna lock them up. And with the Vol Street criminals, there is no 300 killer G's. You ain't gonna get nothing. My home is not something that you could take for a crime, to commit a crime and real estate fraud. Three, the people at Cape Colony or other neighbors. I don't deal with no religious zealots or no racist person who call themselves conservative. I don't think they're conservative. They targeted me, talk about they're going to hang me in the past, and then talk about their religion, saying that I should believe in Jesus all the time. You know, I respect Christianity. But Christianity is not to be used to harass people. And that is wrong. And also, it should not be retaliation from Cape Colony building. If you don't mind your business and don't violate the law. And four, this trespassing, voyeurism, peeping Tom thing may have happened. It's a crime. It's illegal. Okay? I don't know why I attract the most dangerous and sickest people on this planet. I don't know why. In my neighborhood, I attract the most dangerous and sickest people in this neighborhood. I don't know why. But I want them to stay away. They're nosy and so on. And five, if they call UWA, call the dean, say that she got grades. She committed a crime. She pretended to be a social worker. Pretended to be this. I am contacting the LAPD, if you're wondering. You probably said I should move. I'm trying to find a way to sell my home. Yes, it's going to take some time. I'm not a rich person. And two, I'm contacting the LAPD, UWA, about violations of confidentiality. That is wrong, and they should not be calling the school getting those grades. These are the most dangerous and sickest people on the planet. First of all, I don't know them, and what they say out their mouth shows that they're extremely antisocial and dangerous. I don't like when this guy called me Mandingo. That's a racist slur to me, but it's a slave word. When I say I don't like black men and women sexually, it has nothing to do with racism. I never was attracted. Is because I had very bad experiences, but I do enjoy black people who are good and law-abiding, who I come across, and I have black and white friends. I don't hang out with criminals. And plus, I'm a gay man, and gay people have rights. And some of this does have to do with homophobia. I have to file a hate crime again, because homophobia, racism, or any type should not be tolerated in this building. With some dangerous low-life religious zealot who's actually a bigot, or some conservative who can't tolerate minorities living in Cape Colony, and these criminals these people should not live here, and the other people that I talked about should go to prison. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.